Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as I mentioned, today's Rock This appearance by broadcaster Ryan Tuberty and his agent prompted some special TV screenings and even some claims of busy pubs with punters reportedly keen to follow the action. So, in Galway, Drive Time's John Cook found sport and game shows on the screens of most public houses, but there was no shortage of opinion about the RT payments controversy from those he met on the streets.
You know, I do feel for Ryan Tuberty in this situation. It's no fun to have your whole life dissected the way it is. You know, I think there's a bigger problem in RT, and it's only as they're unravelling it they need someone to blame. And I think the Rock This committee are doing a great job with unravelling all this and finding out what exactly is going on. You know, it'll open up more questions, but for the staff in RT, you'd kind of have to feel for them of what they're going through and watching this and everyone discussing the business that they work passionately for and all the journalists and everything.
I think an awful lot of people are upset. You know, taxpayers' money. You know, none of us is perfect, but I think we've been fooled by them all.
He says it's RTE's mistake. They declared the wrong figures. He should have asked questions, but it wasn't his fault.
I don't believe that. If somebody was handing you that amount of money, would you not ask questions?
Would you speak up? Would you declare it?
I would indeed.
Uh-huh. What about you, sir?
That amount of money, if it was 2,000, 3,000, you'd say something. But, you know, what is it, 345,000? You'll surely see that in your bank account.
But the guys at the top should have known a bit more about it. You know, you can't altogether blame Ryan Tuberty either, like, you know.
No, I think that he'd have to take some of the blame as well. Yes, you know, there's a combination of his bosses and him. There's a lot of people probably knew.
Are you a fan? Would you like to see him back on the air?
I liked him on the Lit Show, but this is sort of has sullied it a wee bit now. He definitely has.
Well, I don't think he'll be back on the air again, I know, you know, for RTE. No, I don't think the general public will be happy about it.
Lads, I've been in many pubs in Galway today and I'm finding the tennis and the Grand Prix and now game shows in most of them. That's what people are watching for enjoyment. But she said you were watching the committees here by the bar throughout the day.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Look at Ryan Tuberty, he had 3 weeks to go off and watch, called rehearse while he was there today. He felt hurt and about all the rest of it. At the end of the day,
he seemed sincere, didn't he? He seemed upset.
No, he did like hell. In all fairness, at the end of the day, he knew nobody has 75,000 that they can't account for inside their bank or otherwise.
Well, he got paid his wages, yeah, but he's saying RTE didn't declare the right figures, and he didn't ask questions.
Yeah, I still don't think he should have took the money, was in his account going, where did this come from, or question where it came from.
You sound annoyed about this controversy.
Because he's not being smart. He's not. He's only one. When you've got what you call it, pensioners and people going into prison and up the court to pay a television licence, and the statement was done by RTE and Tuberty today, both contradicted each other. There's more to come out.
You live in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, we do, yeah. Uh-huh.
But we do get RTE. I'm from Oxford.
Uh-huh. And I'm English.
Are you surprised that this is the biggest news story in Ireland right now?
No, they need to resolve it. They need to get all this figured out.
I mean, my guess is that we'll be back in at Christmas. They'll probably still be talking about it.
This one isn't going away in a hurry, so.
No. I don't think so.
And that is the views of some of the people on the streets of Galway this afternoon, speaking to Drive Time's John Cook. We will be returning to the story after 5 o'clock when we'll be speaking to the chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Brian Stanley.